All right. Good morning, everyone. Thank you for coming. Thank you to the Merrillis family for sponsoring and bringing the donuts. Normally, we do a question that comes up that came up in Israel by Rav Zilberstein, but I got, for those of you that are on the Halakha WhatsApp chat last night, I got an interesting question, which also has practical ramifications, so I figure I'd do that with you as well this week. The question was, can somebody use silly string on Shabbos? Can you dispense it and play with it on Shabbos? So to answer that question, how does silly string work? Anybody know? I had to look this up myself. The way it works is that there's a... silly string is basically plastic or rubber, like a polymer type thing. And it's in a liquid form. And it's mixed in with another liquid that keeps it basically dissolved. When you spray, like an aerosol, like a deodorant can, when you spray it in the air, the solvent liquid, the liquid that surrounds the silly string, evaporates. And so then the silly string hardens from a liquid into a solid that becomes the silly string that, you know, sticks to everything and you can have fun with. So the question is, are you allowed to spray that and turn this liquid silly string into a solid on Shabbos? Any thoughts? So you say makabe patish. Interesting.
Or
no lad. Okay, yeah. So makabe patish is an interesting question. There also might be bona type of questions with it, depending on how you conceptualize it. So that's going to be the crux of it. Theoretically, silly string kind of stays where it is for a pretty long time.
Are we allowed to make ice?
And we'll get to ice in a second. Okay, so everybody seems to be hitting all the right topics. So I think the most serious question is nolad or molid. Those are two separate things that are kind of similar. The basic distinction between the two is nolad is a passive language, meaning you're not allowed to benefit from something that was newly created on Shabbos. And molid is that you're not allowed to create something new on Shabbos, even if it's not one of the forbidden activities to do. So if you give something a new form, you're not allowed to do that, and you're not allowed to benefit from something that had a new form. So I was trying to think of parallel cases that are the most similar to silly string. What would be something similar that we eat? Whipped cream, exactly. So aerosol whipped cream. So the way that works is that there's a liquid inside, and when you spray it, it doesn't harden into a complete solid, but you basically force air into it that fluffs it up and makes it look like a solid. So anybody here use aerosol whipped cream on Shabbos? Okay, yeah, I do too. So it happens to be a machlokas. Rav Belsky, one of the poskim for the VOU who passed away a few years ago, he said, completely usser. You're not allowed to do it. Rav Schechter... Yeah, they didn't probably have too many birthday parties with whipped cream on Shabbos in the Belsky home. Rav Schechter, though, disagreed and said that it's totally fine. And he compares it to ice. Now, ice in itself is a big machlokas. Ice in itself is a big debate whether you're allowed to do it or not. Rav Schechter obviously thinks that it's okay. The reason why he believes it's okay is because if you leave ice out, what happens to it?
It
melts. It turns back into water. To its original form. Now, it doesn't have to be that original form. Meaning if you take ice, if you take water all the way up to the top of Mount Everest, it could boil because of the air pressure change. So it's not that just like water is a liquid wherever it is on the planet, but where you live, where most people live, unless you live like above the Arctic Circle or below, you know, the Antarctic Circle, water most of the time is a liquid form unless you do something to it, unless you boil it or unless you freeze it. And if you leave it alone, it'll go back to that state. So molad and nolad are only a problem if it's a permanent change. And so therefore, if Schechter said, if you take whipped cream and you let it sit for a couple of hours, what happens to it? it sort of deflates. If you ever get like a cup of coffee or hot chocolate and they put whipped cream on it, after like 20 minutes, it just sort of sinks and dissolves. It's not as fun to eat anymore. So Rav Schachter thinks the whipped cream is totally fine because it's not a permanent change. So putting that together, what would you say about silly string?
Problem, because doesn't it stay that way?
Yeah. So, again, I haven't, admittedly, I haven't used it in a very long time, but my recollection is that if you spray it and you just let it sit, it'll stay there and it'll annoy everybody around you.
Yeah.
And it won't dissolve, it won't turn into a liquid. So, my personal opinion, and what I'm going to write in the chat later, is that I don't think a person should do it. There may be other issues, like we said, there might be makabe patish, there might be an issue of bona, but I think the most serious problem is that it is molad or nolad, that you are creating or benefiting from something that achieved a new permanent form if you just let it sit there on Shabbos. So that's why I think that's a problem, but whipped cream or ice, according to the way we paskin, is not a problem because those changes are not permanent.
It's for Achila, it doesn't matter.
So that might be another reason to be lenient. There are many poskim that say that because ice is a debate, if you're having guests over, it's totally not a problem and you can be lenient for that reason.
Right, but for silly string.
Right, so for silly string, you certainly would not. Yeah. I think Rav Schachter thinks that even aside from the eating principle, you can be lenient about ice because it's not a permanent change. But you're right.
Can you go back to ice? Which doesn't it matter which way you're talking about? Like, in other words, if you take ice out of your freezer,
yeah,
so it goes back to its state of water,
right?
And that will be a permanent state, unless you want to count the fact that it'll probably evaporate at some point.
Oh, so you're saying, so how can I take ice and leave it out and let it melt and then drink that water? That's what your question would be? Okay, so that's a good question. What I think the answer is that ice, definitionally, is not a permanent thing.
In the first place.
Yeah, ice is not a permanent thing. Yeah, if you kept it in the freezer. But ice, just as an object itself, is not a permanent thing. So that's what I would answer. And like I was saying, there are even poskim that are generally machmir or stringent about ice would be lenient when you have guests over, when you need it for that meal, because it's food. Silly string is not food, and so they would certainly not be lenient as well. Any questions? Okay. All right. Well, have a wonderful day, guys. Wonderful week.